morning, everyone. It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. We certainly want to tell you that we appreciate you taking the time today to be with us. Here now is Brother Dishman to bring us another good message from God's eternal word.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to be reading in John, the 21st chapter, beginning at verse number 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered to a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and he did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For they all were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. None of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. When he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. My message deals with the subject, lovest thou me more than these? Jesus had something to say to Peter. Simon, lovest thou me more than these? The Lord never asks a question to get an answer, but a confession. All the way back in the beginning of time when God came walking in the cool of the day and he said, Adam, where art thou? He knew where he's at. When the lady with the issue of blood came in the press and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus turned and said, who touched me? He already knew who touched him. When he said to the lady at the well, where's your husband? He already knew all about the husbands. And when Jesus once said to Peter, whom do men say that I am? He already knew the answer. The Lord doesn't ask questions to get the answer, but to get a confession. This is a question of few words, but of great depth. Certainly a question for our day. It's a question for our generation. It's a question for us. Lovest thou me more than these? To whom was it asked? To the apostle of God came this heart-searching question. It's for all of us. Lovest thou me more than these? Peter was a disciple. He was an apostle. Come on now. He walked on the sea with Jesus. This man had cast out devils. He had laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Yet still came this question. Lovest thou me more than these? Office or rank does not exempt us. Neither does the lack of it. Lovest thou me will be asked of the smallest and of the greatest. The question that Jesus asked Peter three times until it grieved him. You know why I think it grieved him? I think Jesus was hitting a sore spot. He did not ask Peter, will you keep my doctrines? Peter, do you believe my words? That wasn't the question. He didn't say, Peter, do you think the other disciples love me? No, he looked Peter in the eye and said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Lord, thou knowest. But he asked for Peter's benefit. Three times Peter had denied that he knew the Lord. Three times he gave him the opportunity to reaffirm his love towards him. Loving God must be a priority. Brothers and sisters, we need to make sure of our love towards Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's very important that we know that we love him, because the Bible says in Mark 12 and verse 28, and one of the scribes, having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And there is none other commandment greater than these. No other commandment in the whole Bible is greater than these two commandments. Parallel scripture in the book of Matthew 22, verse 36, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Friend, we do not want to come short in the greatest commandment in the Bible. We're told in the Word of God, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon this earth where rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's the question. Where is our treasure? Jesus knew where Peter's treasure was. He knows where my treasure is. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I want to ask the question, lovest thou me more than these? The Bible says in Colossians 3 and verse number 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections, church. He said, set your affections on things which are above, not on the things of the earth. For you're dead with Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God. From time to time, we need to ask ourselves the question, where does my true affection lie? Does my most joy come from engaging in mundane activities or in spiritual activities? We need to be careful not to allow our love for Christ to weaken and let ourselves be distracted from what God has called us to do, because some things can happen to our love. Because he said, because iniquity shall abound, that the love of not a few, but the love of many shall wax cold. And who could say that is not happening in the day and time in which we are living, that many is allowing their love for God to wax cold? Yes, friend, in the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, verse number 19, he speaks of the cares of this world. Friend, it's not always the out-and-out sinful things. It just can become the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. I tell you, friend, it was personal to Simon Peter. All three times Jesus started these questions with Simon, son of Jonas. And friend, it's personal to me. It's personal to you. God is asking you, and he's asking me, lovest thou me more than these? Peter could not ignore the question. Jesus point blank asking the question. Friend, we do not have the option of lying about the answer. We do not have the opportunity to put off giving him an answer, because he already knows the answer. And he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Each question was followed by a direct command. We say we love God, but we have to prove that we love him by the life that we live. Jesus gave Peter a two-part love test. Jesus asked the question in verse number 15, lovest thou me more than these? There's been a lot of speculation what these were. In Luke 7:47, he said, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Friend, it's not God's will for us to get preoccupied worrying about everybody else's relationship with God. What we got to be concerned about is our personal relationship with God, because you can't really do anything about anybody else's relationship except pray for them. Amen. But I can do something about my relationship with God, and you can do something about your relationship with God. Notice Peter's tendency to divert the attention in verse 20 and 21 and start asking about John's future. And Jesus let him know very clearly, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Yes, friend, think about it. I believe he was talking about this humongous pile of fish. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't believe it's wrong to fish, but I want you to hear me out in this message. They didn't eat any of the fish that they caught. Jesus already had the meal cooked. The question to Peter was a very important question. Lovest thou me more than these? Because these fish represented several things. First of all, these fish represented Peter's career. This had been Peter's career. The first time we see Simon Peter in the Bible, it is in the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, and verse number 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, and they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And what happened when Jesus said that? They forsook their nets and began to follow Christ. Now, it's possible that fishing was not only his career, it could have been his comfort zone. Peter's default activity when he needed a diversion, something to occupy his mind. It could have been a stress relief valve. To Peter, fishing was more than a hobby. It was his livelihood. And the Bible says in John 21 and verse number 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. Now, as far as I can tell from the Bible, this is the first time that he had went fishing since Jesus had said, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And so at that time, Peter had left the fishing industry, amen, but he had no problems getting his hands on a ship immediately. He still had ties. He still had a fishing charter boat on speed dial, as it were. He had been following Jesus for 3.5 years, but he had kept his fishing license up to date, evidently. And verse number 7 tells us he had not given his fisher's coat to the Goodwill. Amen. He still had it handy, because when the opportunity came, he knew where the fisher's coat was. So it was his occupation, it was his preoccupation, and it was his passion. But if you're going to love Jesus, you have to love him more than anything or anybody. You got to love him more than anything. Lovest thou me more than these? Luke 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. God can't be second in our life. God's got to be first in our life. The commitment test after each question, Jesus followed it with a way that Peter could prove his love to the Lord. In Luke 6:46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Love in God will be evident by your obedience to him. If you're a true child of God, he said in John 14 and verse number 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Peter had jumped out of the boat to walk on the water in fellowship with Jesus. So don't tell him that you love him if you don't want fellowship with him. Don't tell Jesus that you love him if you're not willing to serve him. Peter is told, feed my lambs. You love me? Feed my lambs. That's the little ones. If we love Jesus, we'll want to feed the little lambs. Listen, friend, if we neglect the little ones, we neglect our future. The Lord's kingdom, as every flock of sheep, is increased through little lambs. Without little lambs, the flock will cease to be. Young people are not the church of tomorrow. Young people are the church of today. Then he said, feed my sheep. This would be the more mature sheep. To me, Jesus is saying, listen, Peter, I've got lambs that you need to take care of. I've got sheep that you need to take care of. And you don't need to be out here fishing. I called you to come and follow me and be a fisher of men. The point is clear. Jesus expected Peter to communicate the mind of God to the little lambs and to the sheep. And the main thing is that if you love someone, you'll do something toward them. You'll do something for them. Love requires something. We prove our depth of love to Christ by putting the work that he's given us to do first place. Jesus asked Peter three times, Peter, lovest thou me? And all three times, Peter said yes, but Peter really never answered the first question. Do you know that? He said, lovest thou me more than these? Peter didn't say, yes, Lord, I love you more than these. He just said, I love you. He's not asking us here, do we love him? He said, I want to know if you love me more than these. And what is these? It's up to you to answer that question. Because I think the Spirit of God is faithful. I think that we know what these are. Amen. Now, this is a big responsibility. He said, I want you to feed my lambs. I want you to feed my sheep. Now, if you go on vacation and I'm home and you ask me to feed your pets, I can probably do that for you. If you drop off your kids for a few hours and said, could you give them a snack? We can take care of that. My wife's a good cook. But Jesus telling Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. You see, the sheep is his church. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Multiple times in the word of God, he refers to the church as a flock. Luke 12, verse number 32, fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus' test of love involved a serious, unquestionable commitment to the church. It involved identification with the flock. Jesus said, I want you to feed my lambs. I want you to feed the sheep. There's a difference because it involves intimacy with the flock. You have to know their diet. You have to know what's healthy for the sheep. You have to know what's unhealthy for the sheep. It involved an inner reaction with the flock. You just don't slip a plate under the gate. It's a full-time job. Feeding the sheep is an all-day long, everyday job. Just ask your pastor and his wife if you don't believe me. See, some people love the church, but they don't love Jesus. They give constant attention to religious ceremony, but they love the ceremony more than they love Jesus. Let me tell you something, friend. We can have proper doctrine, and God wants us to have proper doctrine. Thank God for proper doctrine. But my friend, proper doctrine without the love of God is like a skeleton without flesh. It is vain to remember the Sabbath day and forget the Lord of the Sabbath. You can take up doctrine after doctrine. You may know all the doctrines of the Church of God. You may understand them and you may be able to expound text after text in the Word of God. But without the love of Jesus, you'll grow as dry as the leaves in autumn. Some love the blessing, but not the blesser. Let each of us give ear to the words of the Lord. Lovest thou me more than these? God's looking down. You know what he's saying to you? You know what he's saying to me? Lovest thou me more than these? Because I haven't heard from you in a while. Lovest thou me more than these? You have not been reading the Bible like you once did. You haven't been reading my word like you once did. Do you still love me? Lovest thou me more than these? You've been missing a lot of church lately. Lovest thou me more than these? Let each of us ask ourselves, am I where I need to be with the Lord? Lovest thou these more than me? Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for that soul-searching message that you've given us today. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month, at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Have you visited our website yet? If not, we'd like to invite you to browse through it. You can find our website at godsacres.org. It offers many interesting things that will be of some help to you. There is a section on our website that points to sermons that have been preached by Brother Roger Decker. There are also messages by ministers that have come and preached in revivals and camp meetings. Now, in behalf of Pastor Roger Decker, we'd like to extend a warm welcome to you to each of our services here at God's Acres. The service times for today will be 9:30 is Sunday school. The morning worship will begin at 10:45, and the evening worship will start at 6 o'clock. If you would like to have transportation to the service, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. That's 740-345-1213. My friends, I see it's time to go again. But before we leave you, I want to once again thank you for this opportunity to be with you. This is Fred Barrows inviting you to tune in again next week at the same time to the Church of God radio broadcast that comes to you from God's Acres here in Newark, Ohio. So until then, may the Lord be with you, is our prayer.